So here we are. It's reminiscences of a few weeks back in World Press Freedom Day 2023, New York City, the United Nations headquarters, and there you are, Emma Johnston, and you are surrounded by these figures from around the world who are engaged in press freedom issues. What are you thinking on day four?
I think day four was when we went to Colombia, and I also that morning went to like a secret surveillance seminar. And I think the most interesting thing that they talked about was they had a journalist from South America. And I remember there was like a quote where he said, like, secret surveillance is just one stripe of the tiger of like journalism in South America. And that just like really stuck out to me.
And in what way did it stick out? One stripe of the tiger, meaning?
Just like one issue that they faced, but just like the way that he said it was just like so perfect.
Yeah. And one piece of this fabric of difficulties that the press faces in South America, south of the border, that we face in different ways up here.
Yeah, pretty much. But they talked a lot about, like, compared to like other seminars that I went to, they talked a lot about like short-term and long-term plans for it, which I thought was really interesting. Like, it was a very dynamic conversation, and there was a lot of like heated debate whether it was actually like realistic to try to like solve these huge problems about like iPhones being these like landmines for journalists and how they can solve that on like a global scale, but also like having the journalist there who has experienced that firsthand and how like his life has like been threatened by it versus like these other people in the room who are just kind of like lawyers and like just these larger figureheads who are just talking about it like it's this big overarching theme versus him just being like, I'm actually affected by this. Like, so I thought that was interesting.
And what do you think you're going to take with you? Like, if that's a crystallized memory for you, what from the entire trip do you think is going to stay in your memory years down the road? Like, you know, you're coming into it, it's eye-opening to see what international journalists are dealing with and see how the other half lives and how difficult it is, how potentially spoiled we are here in the United States to even forego journalism, let alone, like, practice it. But I would hope it's, like, a galvanizing feeling to you. But, again, what do you think is going to stay with you? What message goes with you all the way down the road?
I think just being in New York City, I've never been to a city like that ever, like, in my life. And just seeing, like, real-world issues outside of the UN and, like, outside of these conferences was really interesting. Like, on my very last day there, I was in a park across the street where I was, like, staying, and it was, like, the Stonewall Memorial. And I just, like, talked to this guy who was, like, an elder in the neighborhood for, like, decades. And he was just, like, randomly talking to people on the bench, like, about how much the, like, neighborhood has changed since, like, the 1960s or something. And, like, I've never just, like, been in a neighborhood and just, like, sit down somewhere and, like, somebody, like, having a conversation with me like that. So I will, like, remember that forever.
An example how covering a story or participating in a focused event can put us in a position where something else happens because we happen to be in, speaking of neighborhoods, that neighborhood. Emma Johnston, day four, World Press Freedom Day, New York City, Crossings Institute.